With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A talkathon being waged by House Democrat Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, delaying a vote on President Trump's big spending and tax cut bill. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the votes are there to pass the bill. Now it's just a question of when the vote will take place. That could still come later this morning. The president's been urging Republicans to stand together and pass the bill. He's been working the phones and talking with the GOP holdouts.
Different groups of GOP congressional members have issues with the legislation after the Senate made changes to it. The Freedom Caucus seeking deeper spending cuts, while moderates are worried about health care programs.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, Ohio Republican Warren Davidson, one of the skeptics who now says he will cast a yes vote after rejecting an earlier version of the bill. Davidson was in on a phone call from the president.
The phone call came as a key procedural vote for the mega bill remained open for almost 4 hours, with hardline conservatives and one moderate Republican keeping the bill from moving forward. As of 2 a.m. Thursday, the vote was 207 to 217, with five Republicans voting no and eight voting present. The combination has threatened to tank the rule, since Democrats are united against it, and a vote on the final package can't proceed without that rule. President Trump spoke to some of those holdouts who were seen entering the room shortly before the call began. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Democrats oppose the bill, which would extend the Trump tax cuts while blocking a big tax increase. America's employers created 147,000 jobs last month, a surprisingly strong employment report. The June unemployment rate came in at 4.1%, dropping a tenth of a point from the month before. On Wall Street, stocks in positive territory. The Dow is up 87 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index ahead 130 points. This is SRN News. A warning from Dr. Ben Carson.
The former Republican presidential candidate says the fact that America's political and cultural landscape is chaotic is not a coincidence. During an interview on the Alan Jackson podcast, Carson says spiritual forces are at work, adding, quote, "The Bible says in the latter times this is what's going to happen." He also urges Christians to be about the work of the gospel no matter what's going on in the country, seeking to, quote, "save as many as possible." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The University of Pennsylvania has changed three female athletic records set by swimmer Leah Thomas, a man who is living as a woman. The school says it will also apologize to female athletes it says were disadvantaged by Thomas's participation on the women's swimming team. The move's part of a resolution of a federal civil rights case that found that the school had violated the rights of its female athletes. This is SRN News. We have another auto recall to tell you about.
Ford Motor Company is recalling more than 200,000 vehicles because a software defect can cause the rearview camera to fail, increasing the risk of a crash and injury. Ford told U.S. highway safety regulators that the camera can either display a blank image or that the image may remain on the display after the driver finishes backing up, causing a distraction. Dealerships will eventually update the camera software free of charge. Owner notification letters are expected to be mailed by July 28th. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump has announced a trade deal with Vietnam. It will allow U.S. goods to enter that country duty-free. Vietnamese exports to the U.S., by contrast, will face a 20% levy. Mr. Trump declares the agreement a great deal of cooperation between our two countries. More details at srnnews.com.